this imagery and relaxation exercise is going to be including pain, and the pain will come from ice. So you're going to need some tools to get started. So go to your kitchen and get a cup full or a small bowl full of ice and a towel, and get the lotion or massage oil that you've used in previous exercises and bring them to the place where you'll practice. I want you to practice in a comfortable position, in a recliner chair, side lying on your bed or your sofa with pillows. We've got those things. You can restart the audio and we'll begin. All right, let's get started. So the first thing that you'll want to do is for the mom to get in a comfortable position. You can be side lying with a pillow under your head in between your knees, or you can be sitting in a recliner chair. In whatever position that's comfortable for you, you want to work to get into a comfortable position. Partner, I want you to be able to reach from her head to her toes. And I want you to be able to use your hands to follow my words. We're all going to have a job. I'm going to do the visual imagery piece. Moms, you're going to be able to close your eyes and imagine the trip that I'm taking you on for relaxation. And partners, your hands follow my words. When we've completed our visual imagery, partners, at that point, I'm going to tell you when. I'll instruct you to pick up ice and put it in her hand. And then you'll continue using your massage. The towel is to put under her hand and keep the surface where she is dry. And then we're going to continue using relaxation, even though her hand is freezing. Moms, your job is going to be to focus on the warmth in your body and away from your freezing hand. And we're going to see how these tools have been working for you with the pain of your freezing hand. So let's get started and use this visual imagery with some actual pain. So moms, I want you to allow your mind to ponder on that date in the future when your baby will be ready to be born. You'll sense some contractions. First, there'll be light contractions, which are spaced far apart. They can be a signal to feel joyful, excited, and relieved that the time has finally come for labor. This is also a time to remember that your peaceful and relaxing confidence in your ability to welcome a new child in the world. You and your body are strong and powerful and capable. You have knowledge and skills to do this with confidence. As labor begins, the long abdominal muscles contract to stretch and open the birth canal. Remember that your body knows exactly what to do, so allow your body to lead. Let your mind observe and enjoy the experience of childbirth. Connect each organ and muscle together and see the beauty in how your body prepares for birth. Remember, contractions are about a minute long. So in 1 hour, there will be about 12 minutes of work and about 48 minutes to relax. As you imagine yourself going to the labor room in the future, recognize that you'll be surrounded with people who are supportive, capable, and trustworthy. Feel safe in their presence and trust their direction. Allow yourself to feel relaxed around these supportive, helpful, knowledgeable people who are also excited to be part of your child's birth story. Trust your body and allow yourself to breathe and flow with the pressure of moving your baby downward. Anxious feelings can be welcome too, instead of feared, by recognizing their function. Anxiety can be overcome by focus and excitement. as you imagine contractions coming more frequently and powerfully, imagine they are like the ocean's waves. So let's begin. Mom, as you're lying down with a pillow supporting your head, and if you're on your side, one between your legs, move and adjust yourself to get as comfortable as can be. Think about what it takes to get comfortable enough to sleep at night. Remove your glasses or shoes and anything that inhibits comfort. Partners, sit or kneel in front or behind her at her middle so that you're able to reach her head, middle, and toes. Moms, close your eyes and tune out everything around you. Partners, please begin with any general massage you know she likes. When I begin to focus on a specific body part, please use your hands and we will all follow along together, matching my verbal instruction, Mom's visual imagining, and partner's touch and massage on the same body part. Now let's set aside the tension of today as you picture yourself on a secluded, deserted beach at sunset. You're lying sprawled on the sun-drenched sand. The contours of your bone-weary back and tired limbs wiggle in as you settle yourself. You feel your aching, tired muscles letting go as they surrender to the comfortable security of your sand bed and your partner's touch. Smell and taste the salt air as it cools and caresses your sun-drenched limbs. See in your mind's eye the fluffy white clouds drifting aimlessly above the now becalmed ocean. Listen to the waves rhythmically rolling to shore and out again, much like your own slow, quiet, deep abdominal breathing. Breathe in relaxation and exhale tension with each breath you take. Ever so calmly, slowly, and deeply. Let's begin consciously releasing tension from the top of your body and working our way down and out as we follow your nervous system and consciously release to that natural pattern. Let your heavy head completely rest against its support. Let the warmth of the sun melt the tension away and let its weight be carried by your pillow. Smooth away any tension in your forehead and temples. If you like to have your face touched, your partner can use their hands to help you release that tension. Let the circular muscles around your eyes go limp so it feels like the space between your eyes is getting wider. Allow this relaxation to spread down your face and let your heavy jaw drop as if it were filled with lead. Let your tongue rest lightly on the roof of your mouth and let the tip of your tongue slip between your front teeth. Feel your jaw drop even more and feel your ears sink with it. Now let this great feeling of relaxation spread from your head to your neck and release any tension there to your partner's touch as they slide their warm hands from your heavy head to your neck. Give your neck the privilege of resting and let your pillow carry the weight of your head. As your neck rests, let this good feeling spread to your shoulders And as the warmth from the sun and your partner's touch soothes away any remaining tension, you go limp. Your partner's touch slowly glides from your neck to your shoulders and then to your upper arms, milking down your upper arms to your forearms and spending time at your hands, using that hand massage that you learned on another one of our tapes. You completely let go. Imagine that each time you inhale, you fill your body with peace and calm. And each time you exhale, you release tension with your breath, releasing it from the roots of your hair, down and out the tips of your fingers. Give in. Let go and relax. Now, partners, with your hands, let's all focus back on mom's neck. And partners, your touch is going to help her begin to release the muscles going down her back very, very slowly, one vertebrae at a time, from the center and off to the sides. Imagine your spine is a string of beads and it's just dangling loosely along its support. Imagine the strong muscles of your back are heavy draperies that are hanging from your spine. As you let go of all the tension, as your partner slides their warm hands along these muscles, from the center, down the sides, and a little lower from the center, down the sides, a little lower, all the way down. As your back relaxes, so does your chest and your belly. Your breathing slows and becomes deeper and lower. Your chest stills, and it's your abdomen that rises and falls with each breath. This is called slow abdominal breathing. It's what we do when we sleep. Each slow breath promotes healthy hormones and increases oxygen to you and your baby. Your chest moves less, and it's your abdomen that rises and falls. Breathe in relaxation and peace, and exhale tension with each breath. Just like the rolling ocean waves, you are conditioning yourself to consciously relax and release tension to suggestion and to your partner's touch. You are preparing yourself for labor. You are empowered and strong. Now let's all focus on the muscles at the very low back and buttocks. Let these strong muscles go. Rest and relax and sink. Let your bottom be limp and the muscles be smooth. And release to your partner's touch as these muscles soften. Let this relaxation begin to spread down your thighs as your partner uses their hands to almost milk down your thighs. You are conditioning yourself to let go to your partner's touch. Let your legs go limp and loose. Imagine the warmth from the sun soothing these powerful muscles as your partner slowly glides their warm hands down the length of your thighs and then to your calves, the strong muscles in your calves, and then to your feet. Finally, as your partner kneads your feet the way they kneaded your hands, breathe in peace and relaxation and exhale the last bits of tension with your breath. Let the only remaining tension leave your body from the roots of your hair down and out the length of your torso, arms, fingertips, down your legs and out the tips of your toes. Breathe it all away. You've worked hard to get here, so take a mental snapshot of what you've done to release everything in your body. This is your goal for labor. So let's practice and have a contraction. What I want you to do, partners, with one hand, is to continue your massage with one hand. With the other hand, pick up the ice and lay it in mom's hand. And moms, I want you to welcome a contraction with a deep cleansing breath. And I want you to continue releasing tension with your breath, starting at the top of your head. Let go, let your head sink, let your neck sag, let your shoulders drop. Release tension with your breath from the roots of your hair, down your head and neck, down your shoulders. Let your arms sag and let everything go out the tips of your fingers. Let your muscles go limp down your torso. Let your bottom sag. Focus on the warmth of your partner's touch. Let your bottom drop and go loose. Let your legs dangle. Breathe away tension down the length of your legs, out your toes. Breathe it all away. And as your contraction comes to an end, take a deep cleansing breath. And you can put the ice away. Stretch. That was exactly 60 seconds. Now what I want you to do is talk to your partner about how you did that. What worked? What was effective? Was it some of the visualization? Was it some of the words that I said? Were there some that you liked? Was there some that you didn't like? Was it where their hands were? What did you like about their touch? What would you like to be different next time? Was it how you were able to focus on one body part with verbal, visual, touch, relaxation at the same time? But I want you to stretch, shake it out, and then I want you to try without relaxation to hold ice in the other hand for 60 seconds and compare the difference of how you cope with pain using relaxation techniques and how you cope with pain without using relaxation techniques. This guided imagery using these tools and ice will be a great way to practice going forward. You worked hard and it was a good tool. Congratulate yourselves, good job, and thank you for listening.